Mark DeBoobin. Hello, friend, and welcome again to a few moments of Bible study as we look into the Word of God and as we think about the importance of the blood of Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast. I'm glad that you're joining us as we're considering and thinking about the wordless book, a book that the Holy Spirit of God used as when I was a boy to help me to understand the gospel and the need of accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior and inviting Him into my life. We've already discussed the goal page and how that the goal page pictures heaven, that glorious and wonderful place described as the New Jerusalem in the book of Revelation, a place where there's no crying, there's no heartache, there's no sorrow, there's no grief, there's no pain, there's no disease, there's no illness, there's no death, and there's no sin. What a glorious and wonderful place that New Jerusalem is. That place where the saints of God are going to spend the glorious eternity that is before us. We who are part of the bride of Christ, with our bridegroom, the Lord Jesus, will spend eternity there in this glorious and wonderful place. And so, beloved, we're talking about how that Christ is holy and without sin, heaven is without sin, and therefore no sinful thing can enter into that glorious place. And we've talked about the white page, which represents the holiness of God, that God is holy, He is without sin, and therefore no sinful thing will be able to enter into that holy New Jerusalem and into heaven. Only those who have been washed from their sin by the precious blood of Christ. And thus, the red page. We're talking about the red page. And last time, we were talking about the precious blood of Christ. 1 John 1, 7b, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And we were about to discuss why the blood is so important. What the blood pictures. Well, the reason that the blood of Jesus can cleanse one from sin is because the life of the flesh is in the blood. Leviticus 17:11 states, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement." Throughout the Old Testament, the Jewish people would offer blood sacrifices. And it wasn't just any kind of an animal sacrifice. It was the sacrifice of a lamb, a special lamb that was without blemish and without spot. Its blood was shed for the sins of the one who brought that blood to the tabernacle, the place of where God met with man. And so they offered a lamb that was without spot or blemish for their sin. And so it was a beautiful picture throughout the Old Testament that someday God would send His lamb to die for the sins of the world and to shed His precious blood. For it's the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanseth us from all sin. That's why I love that old song. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And why the blood of Jesus? Well, again, Leviticus 17:11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. And God said, I have given it to you, speaking to the nation of Israel, to you upon the altar to make an atonement for sin. The word atonement means at-one-ment. That is, the blood would represent the blood of an innocent victim, would represent the way by which man, a sinful man, could be forgiven and approach the holiness of God. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Verse 14 of Leviticus 17, for it is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. And that's why the Jewish people, when they killed an animal, they would drain the blood out of its body before they would eat the meat of it, because the blood pictured the life. And that's why the blood of Jesus Christ is so important. It pictures the life of Jesus, who is God, revealed to man in human form. These words that we've just read there in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 14, for the life of all flesh, the blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. And thus the words the Lord spoke to Moses to explain to the nation of Israel that the blood of the sacrifice represented the life of the sacrifice that was offered for their sin. Let me illustrate this. In information that's given about the death of the first president of the United States, President George Washington, he had a sore throat. So they called for the doctor to come to the home. The doctor prescribed that the president had bad blood, so they applied blood leeches to the skin to drain out the bad blood. I visited the room where this took place, and on the table by the bedside of the president was a Bible. If only they had read the Bible and understood that the life of the flesh is in the blood. If they'd only read the Bible and believed it, they would not have used such a treatment on the president. The medical record stated that at the last, the blood of the president came thick and slow, which resulted in his dying. The president died because they drained all the blood from his body, resulting in his death. And so, beloved, today science knows and understands that the life of the flesh is in the blood. It's the blood that when we eat food, it takes the nutrients from the food from our stomach and carries it to the various cells of the body. It takes the carbon dioxide from the cells of the body and takes it to the lungs, which we exhale when we breathe out. And then we breathe in oxygen, and the blood carries the oxygen to the various cells of the body. Also, the waste that is from the cells goes through the kidneys and is taken out by the kidneys and by the liver. And so these organs of our body serve a purpose to remove the toxins and the waste from our blood. And so the blood is the lifeline of an individual. That's why when a person has surgery, many times they'll have to have a blood transfusion, because we've learned that the life of the flesh is in the blood. That's what the Word of God tells us. And so, beloved, our first president, his body was drained of the blood, thinking that would clear the sore throat. But today we realize that was wrong. And, beloved, if only they'd read and believed the Word of God, they would have known that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And thus we begin to understand what the blood represents. It pictures the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for our sin and salvation. I could not die for your sin because I was a sinner. You could not die for my sin because you were a sinner. For the Word of God makes it clear, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Only the Lord Jesus Christ was without sin, and thus he could take our place and die for our sin. Again, 2 Corinthians 5:21 states, "For he, God the Father, hath made him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Jesus knew no sin because he had never sinned. He had never in all of his earthly walk displeased the Father or disobeyed the Father or broke the law of God. He was sinless. Only he could die for our sin. Till next time, goodbye.